Today, the pilots for an airline that serves many American cities have been negotiating past their deadline for a new contract. The airline is Mesaba, which is a regional partner of Northwest. The pilots had threatened to go out on strike if they did not reach a deal by midnight, but they agreed to hold off and are continuing talks with management. Reporter Bill Catlin of Minnesota Public Radio is in Bloomington, Minnesota, at the hotel where the talks have been going on. And Mr. Catlin, first off, tell us about the airline for those who aren't familiar. How big an area does it serve?
Well, Mesaba is one of two regional carriers that Northwest Airlines, the nation's fourth largest, pays to fly to mostly smaller cities from Northwest hubs here in the Twin Cities, Detroit, and Memphis. Mesaba operates about 600 flights a day. That's a big addition to Northwest's roughly 1,500. Mesaba flew about nearly 6 million passengers last year. The company serves more than 100 cities in 28 states, mostly in the Midwest, the South, and the East, and a couple of cities in Canada as well. And Mesaba provides the only air service to about 20 cities.
Now, what are the pilots demanding?
Well, the primary issues in this contract dispute are pay, retirement benefits, job security, and work roles. The company has 840 pilots. The union says first-year pilots start at a wage of $17,000 a year. Nearly half of the pilots earn less than $35,000 a year. And union officials say that pay scale is low compared to their counterparts at comparable airlines.
When you say a starting salary of $17,000, is that pretty common among regional airlines?
One thing that's been the case in the airline industry is that regional airlines have been considered a stepping stone in a pilot's career. It's a place where a pilot could spend several years, get sufficient experience to apply for a job at a major airline where the pay would be better. But, of course, as the airline industry has lost billions of dollars over the last couple of years since 2001, and have been shrinking and laying off pilots, those jobs aren't available in the way that they were in the past.
So the talks are continuing. How is this affecting travel?
Well, Mesaba, with the negotiations still underway, canceled all its flights today. And for people who had rebooked, there's been a lot of publicity around the possibility of a strike. So many people have rebooked or made alternate plans, but certainly those who did not may have gotten to the airport and found that their flight was not leaving and had to make alternate arrangements.
Bill Catlin is a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio, and he is in Bloomington, Minnesota. Thanks very much, Bill.
Thanks, Steve.